Yes, sir.
You understand what I'm
saying? Yes, sir.
So the Muslim, how you going to contradict the very stage of the foundation that you're supposed to be built up off on? The Most Honorable Elijah Muhammad never did contradict Marcus Garvey's teaching because they was one and the same, and Noble Drew Ali's teaching, he never did do that.
Yes, sir.
Understand what I'm saying?
Yes, sir.
He said that that was just the foundation that led it into this where it's at right now. This is the foundation that leads to that where we are at right now.
Yes, sir.
You understand what I'm saying? And truth doesn't contradict itself.
That's right.
So you don't turn around now after the Most Honorable Elijah Muhammad. You don't turn around and threaten anybody about messing with somebody that the Most Honorable Elijah Muhammad says, that poor, pitiful man, he wants to be called Reverend Ike.
Yes, sir.
You understand what I'm saying? Or Reverend, whatever that, Reverend Jackson. He wants to be called Reverend Jackson.
Oh, yes, sir.
He loves that so much that he forsakes his people.
Yes, sir.
You're going to turn around and come and say that the Most Honorable Elijah Muhammad is your spiritual. Your father was teaching you the right way, and you're following what he said. And then you say, if anybody touched that person there, that they better not touch him because they would sit off you attacking them. That sounds like some of the Malcolm X conflict.
Sir.
And that's what Joshua said.
Yes, sir.
Farrakhan said about Reverend Jackson while he was traveling around with Reverend Jackson.
Yes,
they
sir.
Better not kill this one here because he would deal with, because of what he was going to abuse, because they're not going to tolerate it. How are you going to go to the aid of wrong?
Oh, yes, sir. Yes, sir.
But Honorable, we don't go to the aid of wrong. He never went to the aid of nobody in that particular way that wasn't in the Nation of Islam.
Yes, sir.
He never made those kind of particular statements.
Yes, sir. That's right.
You know what I'm saying? But Allah died in the prison of the Prophet Muhammad, and let the Most Honorable Elijah Muhammad cause that to happen in order that the knowers up here know that the bride is free.
Yes, sir.
Out on their feet.
Yes, sir.
You understand what I'm saying?
Yes, sir.
So that's why it says in the Bible that there was two branches, and those two branches was told that the person was told to take those two branches and put them together and tie a bind around them and make them become one. That's the first resurrection and the second resurrection. That's the Most Honorable Elijah Muhammad's working, and then to the Allah God and the person back above the Ephraim Muhammad, especially the Most Honorable Elijah Muhammad's working through the answer, they would bring it together and make it one bind.
Yes, sir.
In its higher degrees, it'll be when we're talking about bringing the Muslims from here over there with the Muslims of the other countries.
Yes, sir.
You understand what I'm saying?
Yes, sir.
So all praise is due to Allah God and the prison of Master Brother Deep Ram Muhammad, especially for the message of the Muhammad, but Elijah Muhammad, for this wisdom and knowledge, but by the grace of Allah God and the prison of Master Brother Deep Ram Muhammad, especially the Muhammad, Muhammad, there to go, you and I, not to look down on that, because if we did go that way, we would still be of those who are blessed, because we're still of the bride.
Yes, sir.
Isn't that true?
That's true, yes, sir.
So all praise is due to Allah God and the prison of Master Brother Deep Ram Muhammad for making magnificent, just for making magnificent everything, just like when a lot of the brothers in their minds die, Allah God and the prison of Master Brother Deep Ram Muhammad, especially the Most Honorable Elijah Muhammad, make him see in their minds eye, when the Most Honorable Elijah Muhammad say America cannot go against any country, but she'd be shot full of holes, and then all of a sudden now people say, well, I thought the Most Honorable Elijah Muhammad say America couldn't win in a war. What was she doing over there in the Gulf? She won in that particular war. Oh, America did not go to war over there in the Gulf by herself. If she goes to war with anybody by herself, she would utterly be shot to pieces.
Yes, sir.
And other nations over there with her involved into that.
That's right, sir.
And she had Muslims working with her on that. She had Egypt and all those particular places, UAR, United Arab Republic, was working with him.
Yes, sir.
Therefore, America wasn't over there fighting by herself. That's why Hassan couldn't do nothing.
Yes, sir.
You understand? But if America would have went over there by herself, she would have been shot for the hole. She couldn't have won. See, they'd have been bringing bodies home right now today.
Yes, sir.
You understand what I'm saying?
Yes, sir.
The America's not over there in that country over there where they're talking about the scribes and stuff over there. You know what I'm saying? America's over there with some other darker nationalities or other Muslim peoples working in that country where this is going on. That's why America could be over there. America can go to no country by herself.
Yes, sir.
Have to have an ally to go with her.
That's right.
Yes, sir.
She would be utterly destroyed.
Yes, sir.
You understand what I'm saying?
Yes,
but a lot of people think that, well, good, they see America going over here talking about America's aiding this and America's aiding that. She's not doing that by herself.
That's
she
right.
cannot do that.
Yes, sir.
She's got to have allies that are with her.
Yes, sir.
You understand what I'm saying? So, but the unlearned don't see that. They think that it means that the Most Honorable Elijah Muhammad said that he could say that proves that the Most Honorable Elijah Muhammad didn't know what he's talking about because he said if he shot for the holes. Well, he would if he go to anywhere. He get shot for the holes.
Yes, sir.
By himself.
That's right.
I'll praise the deeper out. He's wise enough not to go anywhere by himself. Okay, I gotta go. So Jalalu and I'm gonna link him to the degree of the creator's master plan. I love all the righteous and understand the other and play the state for everybody.
Yes, sir.
Jalalu, sir. I'm speaking with the Master J, date being March 12th, 1994,
Sajadalahu. Name of the Master Wallace Deferad Muhammad, and the name of his last and greatest apostle, the Most Honorable Elijah Muhammad, and the most holy names of Muhammad, Sajadalahu, and Assalamu alaikum to the degree of the greatest master plan of the year of our Lord of Hosts, His Messenger of the Most Honorable Elijah Muhammad the Most in the third month of 1994 in the door.
Sajalahu and Walaikum Salam to the degree of the Creator's master plan of the year of our Lord and host of March.
Muhammad the Most.
March the 13th, 1994,
through
the door.
Yes, ma'am. Okay, well, would you
want to
bring me up?
We went to the mosque. I left my notes downstairs. The minister, I got an impression, Master Wasi for all Muhammad, Master Most Honorable Elijah Muhammad, to the worst of Master J Man, sir. Farrakhan is going to be in
Fresno,
and the minister said that. Everybody at the mosque, well, I got the Prince of Master Wasi Father Muhammad, the Messenger of Most Honorable Elijah Muhammad, to the Western Master J-Man. He said everyone at the mosque and was supposed to attend, that they were to
They would be standing on posts on the outside, that they wouldn't actually be in. He said, well, some people would be able to go in, but that basically that they all would be standing on posts.
And he made mention that, but about transportation, they were in need of the transportation. I believe he said something like...
He was saying that, for everyone, to have the transportation and everything, he would like for everyone to be there. He made mention that the sisters have a van, and then he spoke on someone else having a truck or something,
so-called KK
that
had a big car, and then we at... Like I'm the first of my Swastika Prophet Muhammad, the Master Most Honorable Elijah Muhammad, through works of Master J Man. He called everybody in. He does this not every Sunday, but last Sunday and this Sunday. Even the brothers who are standing post outside, he called them all in because he said there's nothing going on outside. And Aunt So-Called Lorraine had noticed the Malcolm thing.
He's wearing a necktie. And then for him to say, to call the brothers in from outside, there's nobody standing out there on post at all. We just call everybody inside and lock the door.
If you don't do that, the Most Honorable Elijah Muhammad say you never do nothing like that.
Yes, sir.
But Allah God and the person of Master Wallace Ifrah Muhammad, his message, the Most Honorable Elijah Muhammad, caused that to happen. And it was his will in order to show you, to make known to you that much more, that Master J is who he is, and Master Wabati Farah Muhammad and the Messenger of the Most Honorable Elijah Muhammad is the only one that has the right way.
Yes, sir.
You understand what I'm saying?
Yes, sir.
But if it wasn't for Allah God and the person of Master Wabati Farah Muhammad and the Messenger of the Most Honorable Elijah Muhammad, there could go you or I down the road thinking that we are going in the right direction down there following their way of doing things, without ever really investigating into the messenger's way of doing things.
Oh, yes, sir.
When you investigate, that's why you say, that's why it's mandatory, that's why the Most Honorable Elijah Muhammad says, stay right there, Farrakhan, Joshua, do not move from that spot, do not add to or take from. And then when I come, I will give you that, when I come back, or if I come back, or if someone I send back, or an ambassador J person come, he will make it known to you or whatever, but just hold that teaching right there. Ambassador J come, he will be receiving me back, and he will let you teach that knowledge of the new foundation if you haven't moved from that spot.
Yes, sir.
You understand what I'm saying?
Yes, sir.
So therefore, he moved from that spot because it was written in the history book that Joshua moved.
Yes, sir.
I got his rags dirty.
Yes, sir.
Joshua's rags is dirty. How can his followers be clean?
Yes, sir.
Can you understand what I'm saying?
Yes, sir.
Know the person to know the followers.
Yes, sir.
Is that true?
That's true. Yes, sir.
All praise is due to Allah God, the President of the National Relative Realm. I'm a special brother, the Most Honorable Elijah Muhammad. Where they're really dirty at is trying to follow Joshua instead of following the tabernacles that was passed down from Moses.
Yes, sir.
You understand what I'm saying?
Yes, sir.
The way it was set up and the way Moses told them to set it up, which is the Most Honorable Elijah Muhammad, the Master of the Most Muhammad, is the supreme being, was the way that he had told them and laid it down was the master plan of the whole works of the tabernacle.
Yes, sir.
And it was supposed to keep it in that particular way without adding to it or taking from it.
Yes, sir.
And so, therefore, when they went contrary, the people went contrary, trying to worship Joshua, got all off track and stuff, and Joshua couldn't do nothing but go around in circles, and so, therefore, going around in circles was fulfilling prophecy.
Yes, sir.
You understand what I'm saying?
Yes, sir.
So, all praise is due to Allah God and the President of the Master of the Thief of Rob Hunter, said the Messenger of the Most Honorable Elijah Muhammad. It's easy to go around in circles when you're asleep.
That's right.
You understand what I'm saying?
Yes.
When you're knocked out on your feet and think that you're awake, but all we got to do is go back to the tabernacle, break open the seals on the book, and reread the book through a book of remembrance being written to us, and we'll be able to see, man, they're way off track.
Yes, sir.
Isn't that true?
That's true, yes, sir.
All praise is due to Allah God, the President of the Master of the Thief of Rob Hunter. But it's just like this here, especially for the Most Honorable Elijah Muhammad. It's just like this. Islam.
Oh, yes, sir.
You understand? I don't know if you've ever seen that part, but they were going in celebrating. Now, you know that's foolishness.
Oh, yes, sir.
Up in, then he told them that you don't have to wear that long dress if you don't want to. Uh-huh. And you don't have to cover your head if you don't want to.
Yes, sir.
So, but all praise is due to Allah. And for all the believers to have been so solid on their foundation, and all of them to jump up and participate in that, is just like Jesus said, just like the Most Honorable Elijah Muhammad said, look, they would deny me even before the rooster's crowed twice.
Yes, sir. Like God and the person, Master Wallace, the Prophet Muhammad, and Master Most Honorable Elijah Muhammad, through the words of the Master J Man, sir. The minister was bringing out today how, the phone rang and he was making mention of like the dressing of, the Muslims, Muhammad 1400 years ago and Most Honorable Elijah Muhammad fulfilling that part of the prophecy, and he was also saying how, you know, Arabs, you know, bring Islam and things like that, and you know, how the teachings were the original Muslim was the original man, you know, and he went into some of that and everything. And he was speaking about how the messenger said, don't do just as I do, leave everything as I left it and continue in this way and things like
that. But he's not doing that.
Well, yeah, no, sir, that's right.
But we say form of fashion, I didn't do that because the Most Honorable Elijah Muhammad and Jesus said, and Moses teaching and all the prophets said that they would go straight during the Exodus. The people was always beginning to go astray.
Yes, son.
So how can they not go astray when Allah, God, and the President of the National Party, Muhammad, the President of the Most Honorable Elijah Muhammad, they came to make sure that prophecy fulfilled itself.
Yes, sir.
Is that true?
Yes, sir. That's
so true. The Most Honorable Elijah Muhammad make known to us, and Master Wallace Chief Allah Muhammad make known to us that we are right on time.
Yes, sir.
Everything is exactly like it's supposed to be.
Yes, sir.
That makes what the Most Honorable Elijah Muhammad says be true still.
Yes, sir.
It comes to pass after he had done moved his face from in front of there, excuse the expression, behind the ass.
Yes, sir.
Things that he had told him about while he was there before their face, now it's coming to pass upon them when he's not in front of their face.
That's right, yes, sir.
You see what I'm saying?
Yes, sir.
That's us, the knowers, know that much more.
Yes, sir.
You see what I'm saying? I mean, look here, you know, for the nation of Islam to go to sleep as quick as it did, that it had to be a divine prophecy, a divine work of a master plan.
Yes, sir.
For them to go to sleep that fast.
That's right.
But you understand what I'm saying?
Yes, sir.
But they couldn't even see in their mind's eye that they would go to sleep that fast.
That's right, yes, sir.
The prophecy would fulfill itself before the rooster even crowed twice. Bang, they denied it.
Yes, sir. I wanted to bring this up, after so-called Calvin and after so-called Reggie, and I believe they spoke with after so-called Jabari pertaining to it. The little brothers were asking, could the brother come over here and study with him, so-called Calvin, and answer so-called Jabari. And I told them that we would have to still ask you about that.
Oh, you know, I told you they can come over that way, but not. He can't come over that way and be trying to look around and associate with any of the females around him.
Oh, yes, sir.
You understand what I'm saying?
Yes, sir. Well, the little brother was saying that he wanted to spend the night with him.
Well, he can spend the night up there under the supervision of Brother Ansel Muhammad, so-called Jabari.
Okay, yes, sir.
Supreme Captain, he must be just strictly dead on him.
Yes, sir.
But they don't be talking off into no other foolish, frivolous matter.
Yes, sir.
Sajalahu. Okay, Allah God and the person of Master Walski, Father Muhammad, and Master Most Honorable Elijah Muhammad, through the words of the remote control unit, Master J-Man, sir. In my taking notes, the minister was mentioning about, I guess, the affiliation with NAACP and trying to go down there and whatnot, and how he wanted the sisters there to go down there and vote. His name is Nathan.
He's saying the sisters that were members.
Yes, sir, the sisters that were members. To go down there.
Yeah, well, you go down there, but you tell the sister, Auntie Mama, so-called, sent to them, they go down there, but flatly refused because Allah God and the President of the National Party, Father Mama, the Messenger of the Most Honorable Elijah Mama, made to Master J, made known, and through the teachings of the Most Honorable Elijah Mama, says that we do not participate in their politics.
Yes, sir.
And that I refuse to sign that. If what I'm refusing is wrong, then let Allah God and the President of the National Party, Father Mama, the Messenger of the Most Honorable Elijah Mama, judge me. Let it be in the scale of that scale.
Yes, sir. It was a sister at the mosque, Sister Darlene. She's going to be the one to go down there, and another sister, and they're going to vote Nate White out. He's the head of the NAACP.
I know where.
Okay,
yes, sir. That's because those sisters are already members of the NAACP. Those are the only ones that he was saying for to go down there because they can vote the man out.